You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. Really easy. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if you walk into a fitness class late and you immediately start complaining about how loud the music is, how crowded it is, that's all I need to know about you.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
I mean, complaining out loud so everybody can hear?
Uh-huh.
And complaining to the instructor?
Yep. Yeah.
If you're walking into somebody else's thing, everybody else is already doing their thing. Take a walk.
So a lot of these gyms, and, you know, I work at a couple of these gyms.
Sure.
And I teach Zumba. There's rules in place where you're not supposed to enter a class after 5 minutes that it started. And I'll
that would make sense.
And Raven, you know I'm a rule follower.
Sure, but everybody breaks those rules.
I don't enforce that.
People have different schedules,
right.
So like you get it.
Because you get stuck in traffic. You're not. It's fine.
But
like,
if
I get it.
Come in late, you better find a spot and get in the groove, right?
There was this woman that walked into the class, and she was like a half hour late. Like, she walked in like mid-class, like full sweat, like, you know?
Right.
And she parked herself right in the front, relatively close to me, making people move out of her way. It was so strange. And then she started complaining that the music was too loud, and she was covering her ears. And I was like, there's 30 other people that haven't complained for the last half hour.
Right, we're 35 minutes into this class right now. There's no point for you to be, you know.
That's all I need to know about you. But I just smiled. You know me. And I don't like confrontation. I'm like, okay, but is this better?
You got to have a signal to take, you know, a couple of girls from the front would take somebody out like that, you know?
Yeah,
like
you know.
Bumper it. I mean, I listen, I have never been in, well, that's not true. I actually have been in a Zumba class.
You've been
as
in
you
my
know.
Zumba class.
I nearly died.
Right.
But there's a lot of hip moving and shaking.
Right.
And if you wanted to, you could discreetly knock somebody right through the wall if you wanted to.
Right. We try not to do that.
Right butt sway.
But sometimes
that's
you
what
really
I'm
get into a good merengue.
That's,
you know?
And somebody could just get, they go the wrong way one time. I mean, you've seen this at weddings with the cha-cha. Somebody could end up on the floor.
Another one, too, is that if you don't wipe down the equipment, like, I think everybody's at a heightened state right now.
Right.
Whether or not you're worried or not about the coronavirus.
And you should be doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Just be smart.
You should. But now it's like every time I see somebody not wipe down a piece of equipment when they're done with it,
right.
I like immediately is so grossed out. I'm like, don't you know what's happening in the news? There's wipes here.
It's so funny that Anna won't show that side to me right now because I've been uber coronavirus preparation and you are
and
on
not.
The opposite spectrum.
I don't buy into the hype, but as a mom, you know, you got to be a little worried.
Be smart.
Yeah.
If you won't pull up next to somebody at a stoplight for fear that they might wave to you, that's all I need to know about you. I'm driving down the road the other day, and somebody who I've apparently had a falling out with, I have no idea why or how or whatever, because literally I've done nothing in this situation. But they are feeling themselves, and so whatever. So this person has fallen off the map. I see the car pull out behind me, and I go, oh, you know what I mean? Okay, here's this person here. I haven't seen this person. You know what? Maybe this will be a good icebreaker. We're going to pull up next to this light, doing next to each other. You're taking a turn. I'm going straight. We're going to be right next to each other. I'm going to wave. I'm going to just wave through the glass. And if you wave back, then I'm going to reach out again or whatever. This person wouldn't pull up next to me despite me being the first person in line and them having no car in front of them. Like, are you 5 years old?
Right.
Are you 5 years old?
No, the best is when somebody, like, cuts you off really hard.
And then they, and then you're both at the light together.
All right. You're giving them side eye.
Right.
You know, because you're like... Remember when you cut me off? Hey, we're both stuck at this red light together, you know?
Right, right. Look at how fast you got to where you were going.
Yeah, we got a text, too. If you say you're broke and you can't pay this month's rent, but you have a ton of plans for this weekend, that's all I need to know about you.
Listen, we were just talking about this past week. Watch your lies, people. If you tell a lie, you better catalog it in your brain so you got it accurate.
1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven's wife, Alicia, has been away on vacation, so he's had a new roommate, his mom.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. With us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way.
Raven's mom has been his roommate all this week.
She's the best. It's like a 70s TV show. Situational comedy happening everywhere.
Yeah, but now it's Friday, and how does she feel about the week?
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. What does it feel like to have your son as your roommate again?
Actually, it's been pretty awesome because we don't get to spend a lot of alone time together, so it's been nice in the evenings to spend, you know, a few hours together.
I hear the babies in the background. My mom is very busy watching my daughter right now. Who is more difficult to take care of, your grandchildren or your adult 43-year-old son?
44.
I don't want to say either one is difficult. Definitely the baby is busier because, you know, you have to feed him, you have to change him, you have to talk with him. He's a real talker, which is wonderful. So
yesterday you were talking about how in the guest room where he has it set up, the bed is really high off the floor. Why is it like that, you think?
Well, it's originally a four-poster bed, so it's got really tall legs. So it's just really raised off the floor. It's a beautiful piece, but I don't know if I'm getting shorter as I'm getting older or, you know, because, I mean, obviously the bed can't grow. But, you know, it's just one of those things where the last time I was staying there, I don't remember it being quite that high.
No, it's really tall. I've tried to get rid of the box spring on that bed set for, like, I don't know, like 5 times. And Alicia just won't let me get rid of it. So this set was my grandmother's set. So here's the craziest part is as high as that bed is, it was even higher at my grandmother's house. And she was 94 climbing in and out of that thing. And I thought it was going to certainly be the thing that killed her. It didn't. But, you know, in the end, again, what's with the box spring on this thing? Like, just pull it out. Does anybody know what a box spring really does? With all
no.
the stuff
well,
that's
it supports the mattress from falling down.
I know, but
your mom knows.
With all the stuff
knows.
That the mattress is supposedly built with, the coils and the temper or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Now, do you really need a box underneath it with a spring inside? Doesn't seem like it would.
Well, you know, it's very comfortable once you get in it, but I got to tell you, a couple of times rolling over, I'm like, oh my God, if I fall out of this,
right. You're going to break a hip.
It was going to be a really big thump.
Who do you think is more spoiled? I think this is a fair question because Raven and his wife Alicia spoil their puppies to no tomorrow. I mean, all they do is spoil those doggies. The doggies yeah. or your grandchildren?
Oh, definitely my grandchildren.
But is that your doing or the parents? Because I feel like that's you, Mom.
That's my doing, right. You know, so I wouldn't say that the pit. Well,
she spoils the dogs, too. Mm-hmm. Any grandkids, grand dogs, whatever. She spoils all of them.
That's true. I do spoil the grand dogs also. Yes. I find myself talking to adults the same way I talk to the grandbabies and the grand dogs. Sometimes I'm like, oh, how are you?
Well, thanks, Mom, for being a great roommate all week. It's been a pleasure having you there.
Thank you so much. And you should see the baby's just smiling his head off here.
I got this email from a listener, and it says, good morning, Anna and Raven. I was wondering if you would be able to do something to try to get daylight saving stopped.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
It was so funny. I wrote back, as much as I wish I could, unfortunately, that doesn't, you know, I can't do it. Sorry.
It's a strange thing, kind of rooted in history here. Isn't it mostly economics that drives this thing? I think it's about farmers
know.
And stuff
it's
back
all fake.
In the day.
It's not, it has nothing to do with farmers. We've been through this. We did the research. It's not, I don't even know. But some states have opted out of it, but you know what?
I mean, how do you do that when the rest of the globe is still going with it? Right?
I don't know. I'm not going to get into that debate. But here's what I do have to remind you to spring ahead. So that means we lose an hour.
Right.
So that happens at Sunday morning, 2 a.m., which is really late Saturday night, which I know confuses a lot of people.
Got to change your batteries, people. Change your batteries.
Well, actually, there's a new updated list on the 4 things you're supposed to do for daylight savings this weekend.
Give it to me.
Right. The same one always is on there. Change the batteries in your smoke alarm. That's like a mainstay.
Is there anything more terrifying than when you get off the changing the battery schedule? Because then you're like, I know I just did them. And then you're like, but wait a minute, it's time to do it again. And then, like, you know, it's terrifying.
Yep. Now updated. Because of 2020. Mm. Restock your emergency kit and prepare yourself for the coronavirus. I go, come on.
I mean, they
now
just added that yesterday.
Now we're going to tie it in to daylight savings. Right. Now come we're going to tie that in.
Somebody typed that up yesterday.
Number three. I know. It's like, are you serious? Clean out your fridge, pantry, and medicine cabinet. That's actually a good idea. You know, all the expired medications. I never realized that my medication is expired until I go to take like a cold medicine. That
of course.
I, you know, and then I look at it. I'm like, 2012. I guess it's fine.
Before Alicia went on vacation this past week, she was like, you know, I want to rest. And she wasn't feeling fantastic. She's like, I'm going to drink some tea. She pulled out all these different teas for the thing. Oh, my God. The teas were like 2 years old.
Yeah, no. Alicia, it's Raven's wife. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. I didn't even know that tea expired.
Yeah.
Because you don't drink it that often. And then when you do, you're like, wait a minute.
And I was like, that seems fake. You can still drink it. She didn't.
Yeah. And the last thing is, and I certainly have don't think I've ever done this, is flip your mattress. Do you still flip your mattress?
So we actually turn and flip our mattress. You don't flip all of them anymore now, because if they're made with certain materials, you're not supposed to flip them, but you're supposed to turn them. And we turn ours like every, I don't know, 2-3 times that we actually change the sheets. So it's actually more often. We do it like every month and a half.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. My wife's crazy about that type of stuff, you know?
So weird.
You know that we got a very fancy mattress. So that's a different story for a different day. But we got a very fancy mattress, which I was resistant to.
So then don't you not have to flip it?
So she wants to prove to me that that mattress will last ever how long that they said it would or whatever.
So every
I'm constantly spinning it.
You're just spinning your mattress.
It's like every seriously 4 weeks that I'm spinning that mattress.
Well, just don't forget. Make sure that you spring ahead this weekend and you lose that hour. This was trending in the news.
A recall alert. IKEA recalling a dresser that could tip over. IKEA has received reports of tip-over incidents. They're not anchored to a wall. They involved minor cuts and bruises. About 820,000 products are being recalled nationwide.
Dangerous, that dresser.
Yeah, I actually have that dresser there. And for a while, I felt like I couldn't say that I had that dresser out loud because they might come to my door and seize it.
And take it away.
I mean, they give you a wall anchor with almost everything they sell that's past a certain height. Because it's not like it's oak or maple. It doesn't just hold itself in place. But it can. I tell you, you fill those top drawers, don't have stuff in the bottom, right over.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What's the most dangerous piece of furniture in your house? We can call or text.
Yeah, you know, of all the furniture I own, that's not even actually the most dangerous. I have a table. Our dining room table seats 8, right? And if you put the leaf in, it's 10 or 12 or whatever. It's a heavy table. Pier 1, big, thick oil wood. And then when it's dark and the lights are off, you don't really see it. And it's all open room concept. So you're running from one room to the next, and you catch that thing in your hip, you can't walk right for 3 days.
Yeah. My bedroom furniture has a key. Like, it's like a pretend key.
Right.
It caught me in my arm the other day.
And sliced you open?
I cried. It hurt so much. It hurt so much. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your most dangerous piece of furniture?
Oh, that old style refrigerator where the freezer door is on top. And I open that top door. Then I open the bottom. Mm. I forget to close the top. And then I reach up and boy, I see stars.
Yeah.
It is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That freezer door is a killer. If you didn't know that, you welcomed a killer into your house. I have a similar situation with the granite on top of my island is that, you know, it overhangs so that you can have seating around the island. And if you bend down to pick something up, man, and you get up,
knocks you right out.
Yeah. Then you lay back down on the floor.
Yep. And I do it over and over again. You think I learned my lesson after the first bang?
Yeah.
We're always in such a hurry that we're like, I'm going to open both these doors at once. Look at how efficient I am.
Right.
I'm just throwing things in one and taking things out of the other. Look at me go. And bang. You wake up 3 hours later and everything's melted.
1-800-330-9999. What's the most dangerous piece of furniture at your house? What unique way were you punished as a child? Or what's the innovative way you discipline your kids? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Raven, a mom, was with her 2 children at Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
And she watched another mom's 10-year-old son start mouthing off to his mother.
Okay.
And she's, you know, a mom herself. She's kind of just watching how the mom's going to handle it.
Sure.
The mom stayed very calm, and then she demanded that he drop down and give her push-ups. So the kid gets down. Clearly, he's done this before, and he starts doing the push-ups. And again, he opens up his big mouth, right?
While he's doing the
While
push-ups.
While he's doing the push-ups.
Right, right.
And the mom says,
that's going to be 10 more.
10 more.
Yeah.
10 more.
10 more.
And she was so moved by this creative way to discipline that mm-hmm. she took a picture and she posted it on Facebook, which immediately went viral, which sparked a whole debate
right.
about whether or not it's right
to
make
physical,
your kids,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Activity, that
yeah.
type of stuff.
Right.
Everybody has an opinion on something like that. But mm-hmm. you know, if you're a parent, like, it's extremely difficult to be in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
And what works in your home may not work in other homes. I mean, there's worse ways to do it, right?
I would admit, like, plank. You got to hold that plank. Do you watch your mouth? Hold that. That kid is going to be like an NFL football player by the time she's done with him.
I think you're fine with the physical task for them to do, as long as obviously once they can't, you can't make them continue once they can't go on.
Well,
you
right.
know?
Of course.
I mean, and with physical activity, if you're running your physical activity, typically you're going to run your mouth a little bit less, right? Because you got to breathe in that. Might not have worked with this kid, but I guess it would work most of the time.
I was about to say, like, I pay trainers to tell me to do push-ups, you know? Like,
you know, back in the day, like in the 70s or 80s or whatever, I guess people just didn't care because my parents always used to tell me, go run around the block.
I always am looking for creative ways to discipline because as a mom, it's really hard. And the way I was brought up in an old school Italian house is not the same way.
Go get the switch.
I would never, never
grab the belt.
Do that to my children. So I'm always trying to think of, like, besides taking away the electronics, because let's be honest, like, I feel like that's my go-to. You want your iPad? You're not getting your iPad. You want your iPhone?
Right,
I'm going to take away
right.
the iPhone. Besides getting spanked.
Getting the belt.
Right. Getting the belt was that I used to have to clean all the rooms. So I would have to clean my brother's room. I'd have to clean my sister's room. I'd have to clean, like, I just always was constantly cleaning things.
That would suck. That would stick in my brain.
Right. Yeah.
I would get sent to my room, which wasn't the end of the world. I mean, no TV, no games, all that stuff sent to my room. But I loved to read, so it wasn't the end of the world. I'll tell you what the torture was, is that my bedroom, it's large windows. I had windows all along the front wall, and it faced the neighborhood. And in my neighborhood, there was 20 to 30 kids outside playing at all times. It was just a huge complex, condo complex. Mm-hmm. And so you would watch your friends, and then your friends would, of course, know what you had done. So they would almost be outside taunting you. So they'd be playing in front of your house. They'd normally be all over the neighborhood, but today they're going to play in front of my house for 45 minutes, 3 hours, whatever it may be.
And you'd have to watch.
And you'd have to watch.
Yeah.
It's like having a window in a prison cell. It's terrible.
1-800-330-9999. What was the unique way that you were punished as a child? Or what's the innovative way that you discipline your own kids?
Yeah, my mom used to make me stand in the corner and hold up those big tomato cans with my arms out. It was a killer.
Right.
I was crying and everything.
That is literally torture.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they've done that in CIA locations.
Hands up! And I was crying, and she didn't care. I definitely learned by mistake.
You probably got forearms and biceps like Popeye. Good
yeah.
job.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the unique way that you were disciplined or you disciplined your children?
My mom would make me write a haiku.
Oh. Have you gotten really good at writing them?
I guess.
Can you give us one right
Nobody
now?
Nobody really understands a haiku when you read it anyways.
Oh. I feel like you should nurture that. That's a talent. You should thank your mom for that. Have you thanked her recently?
Maybe. No.
You should write a haiku thanking your mom for making you innovative and smarter.
Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
That's what you should do.
And Ann Raven, what was the way that you were disciplined as a kid?
Yeah, so my mother's favorite weapon was a wire hanger on the back of the leg.
Yep.
And my father, when I didn't eat my dinner, he used to take my brother and I to the ice cream. And I had to have water while they had ice cream.
Yeah.
The only
right.
time we went for ice cream was when I didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
That's funny.
On our Facebook page, Patty wrote, "My mom hated to yell at my kids. When they were at grandma's and grandpa's house and misbehaving, she made them sit on the couch and listen to opera. They hated it." Imagine sitting on the couch and listening to this.
That's rough.
Yeah.
And it drives the point home that you are really, 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 really in trouble. Because
right.
it's all like epic. Everything is, you know, it sounds so huge.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. A mom was with her two children at Hobby Lobby, and she watched this other mother discipline her young children by making them do push-ups. Now, here's the thing, is that, you know, there's been a lot of debate on social media whether it was wrong to have her child drop to the ground and give her push-ups, but it got us thinking, like, what unique ways were you punished as a child, or what innovative ways did you discipline your kids? Roseanne wrote on our Facebook page, my dad would make us kneel in a corner and say Our Father and Hail Mary prayers on repeat. Can you imagine?
Over and over and over again.
Oh, I call that like every day in my house. Like, say your prayers yet? Say your prayers yet?
Well, you're going to say them now.
Yeah. Yoli wrote on our Facebook page, my punishment was to write from the dictionary. Oh, did you ever have to do that? Stuff over and over?
Yeah, I did have to do that. And the worst was writing on the chalkboard at work at school was tough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that, too. Remember, they used to make you do that. You would write, like, you cover the entire chalkboard with stuff.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What unique way were you punished as a child? It's Anna and Raven.
See, it's funny. I got the normal, typical get my stuff taken away, but a bunch of my friends, they said their grandparents and their parents used to make them kneel on rice.
Kneel on what?
On what?
On rice. Like, take their bare knees and kneel down on rice.
Oh, that's like hazing, nudging stuff.
Torture. Right. Like, I mean, that's actual torture.
Wait a minute. Do we have any rice here? We should try that right here
I'm
in the
not
studio.
Doing that.
Oh, I'm curious how much that would hurt after a while.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the rice and then I'll waterboard you. Right. Just all in the name of fun this morning.
Anna and Raven, what was the unique way that you were disciplined as a child?
Okay, so I have three of them. My mother would make me kneel in a corner on a box grater.
On a box grater? We thought rice was bad.
On a
And the rice was the other one. And then when I was really in a lot of trouble, I used to get hot sauce in my mouth.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me your mother's name and address right now.
And it was the Spanish hot sauce. It had like little small
Tapatio. Tapatio, little ghost pepper in there. Right.
Whatever the hell those things were. They were by Goya. I never forget the bottle, right? When I walk in the supermarket and I see those things, my body stiffens up. I cringe and I walk fast. Go right by those things.
Well, you better behave yourself when you're at the grocery store.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the unique way you were disciplined as a kid?
Well, I disciplined my kid. Mm-hmm. I used to do the push-ups also. They would do 10 push-ups. My daughter was 4 years old, got up to 20 push-ups because she was fresh.
At 4 years old? That is some incredible
stamina. 4 years old.
Yeah.
Are they an athlete now?
Yes. She is.
Yeah.
She's still got a terrible mouth, but she can run the 40 and 4.2.
I'm looking at these text messages, Raven. Come from a big Italian family like you. My mother used to use the wooden spoon. Oh, yes. I'm familiar. Yeah. Pat from Holtzville. I'm familiar with the wooden spoon.
What's worse, the wooden or the plastic spoon? Because I don't know.
Oh, plastic. You crazy? No, the wooden one.
You think the wooden's worse?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But I was so fast, right, that she would take off her slipper and throw it. Oh, it's not funny.
My mom was rapid fire. She hit you with a spoon, and if you tried to get out of the way, she'd give you three more on it real quick. That's what the plastic one had, almost a little elasticity. It would spring back.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week, we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. But Alicia's been gone on vacation all this week. She's been on a girls' trip. So Raven's mom has been staying with him. So Maria, Raven's mom, how's he been behaving as a son?
Oh, he's very well behaved. I mean, he's 44 years old. He's going to be 45. So, you know, all those behavioral issues as a mom, those are gone. So
now they're at the workplace.
You know,
just so you know.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about the strangest punishment you ever received as a child, or that you ever gave to a child. Were there any other punishments that you had to give to Raven growing up that stick out in your mind, or things that he did that were really bad?
Yeah, I think quite honestly, as far as actual punishments giving to him, I think that sometimes the consequences of some of the things that he did were punishment enough, quite honestly. So I'll leave it at that.
So that means somebody else disciplined me, Anna Zapp.
Oh, okay.
Probably the court system.
Good. And Raven's wife, Alicia, gets very upset about what he eats because he eats very unhealthy at home. And at this time, she wasn't here to monitor him. Did you see what he was eating?
Nope. And you know what? It's probably, once again, he's an adult. So if he's going to do that sort of, because my husband does that all the time when I'm out of town, it's like, oh, yay, time for Hungry Man dinners and all, you know, pizza and all the stuff I can stick in my body that's she wouldn't make if she was here.
You guys would be amazed. If I asked you what the over-under was on how many salads I had this week, what would you say?
Definitely none.
Mom, what's your guess?
I think probably none, honey.
I had salad yesterday and the day before.
In addition to what, though?
Yesterday, I didn't eat all that much, actually. I had some fruit. I had a salad. I had a sandwich when I first got home. The day before, I probably still ate too much. But
right. Yeah. I like that your mom's your ride or die, though. She's sticking up for you. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm not going to tell you that.
She's got my back.
So, Maria, what kind of grade would you like to give your son for how he's behaved this past week while you lived with him as a roommate?
Oh, A+.
Aww.
That's my girl.
That's the first A+ you've gotten yet this year.
That's it. In my life, maybe. Possibly my life.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Ryan and Carrie. Carrie, let's start with you. What's going on?
I was driving home from work on a busy road, and there was this poor dog running frantically around, like, in the road. So I pulled over, and I managed to get him in the car. And then I noticed, like, he looked, like, super scared, and, like, you could see the ribs on the dog, which is not a healthy dog. So I decided I should definitely keep the dog. I mean, but my husband might not completely agree with that.
Ryan, okay, go ahead, Ryan.
I just don't think that you should keep a dog that's not your dog. The dog, it didn't have tags, but it had a collar. There's a possibility the dog is, you know, microchipped or something. And you should try to find you don't know how long this dog has been lost. Like, maybe it's hungry because it hasn't eaten in a few days because it's been lost for a few days. You know, like, we just don't know. We might keep the dog, but we should probably try to find the owner first and then decide.
No, that's not a great idea because this dog is obviously abused or abandoned or both. I am not handing that dog over to someone who's going to abuse him more.
Anna, I don't know if you remember this, but we had a dog that came onto my property. We attempted to keep that dog, and we wanted to do exactly this, the right thing. We took it to the vet, had the dog all checked out. They said you should check with your local animal control. We did. They seized that dog from us, even though it was not missing. It was never reported missing, and it had to go up through adoption again, and they put us to the bottom of the pile because we didn't first reported based on the breed of the dog because it was an American Terrier. It was a pit bull. There's a roaming law. You kind of have to check the regulations in your town before you get into this because if you truly want to keep the dog, they may not let you.
Or you can just do what Carrie's saying. You just keep the dog and you don't say anything.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'd say. It's like I tried to do the right thing and I got a bad result. I always want to do the responsible thing as a pet owner, but
what we can do is see what our audience thinks, because they may agree with you, Carrie, that just keep the dog. You found the dog. You clearly want to love the dog, and you feel like the dog may have been neglected or abused. But they may see Ryan's side, too, that put the emotion on the side and just go through the proper channels. And if things turn up that you can have the dog, then great. But you got to go through the channels, and you might not be in the situation where you have to give the dog up. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I do, but I have to say one more thing. Sparky really loves me.
Oh, you named him.
She feels like he was put there for a reason.
Yeah,
that's how you feel when you're a pet owner. Ryan, do you agree to listen to what people have to say?
I could use some people's advice about what other people think about this. I just know what I think about it.
Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Carrie was at an intersection, a busy intersection, and she saw a dog that was just running around looking scared, and she got out of the car. She went. She got the puppy. The puppy had a collar, but no tags. Brought the dog home.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, it looks like this dog has been abused. It looks malnourished. It looks like we should keep this dog. But her husband, Ryan's like, no, we got to go through the proper channels.
She did the immediate right thing, which was save the animal at the time. And emotionally, that's going to charge you up one way or the other. You feel like something's in a desperate situation. You were there to help. And you also feel like if you're not there, they're going to be alone.
Right, but does she have the right to do this? 1-800-330-9999. Tana Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I had a friend that dog went missing after it got spooked, and it was missing for months. And when this dog was found, it was underweight, it was microchipped, and the reunion between that dog and the owner was unbelievably emotional. And there's somebody out there that potentially could be looking for their dog.
and she's holding it.
She makes a very good point. I had a cat that got out one time, and that cat was missing for a matter of months. The same thing. And the cat was barely recognizable as the animal that had gotten out. But eventually, I was able to find him. I had the posters up and all that stuff. And there is something to be said about it. There's a family that may be loving and missing that dog right now. And the not knowing is the hardest part.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Carrie was at an intersection, a busy intersection, and she saw a puppy just running around lost. She pulled over the car. She got the puppy in her car. She thinks that the puppy looked malnourished, maybe even a little bit abused. And now she wants to keep the dog, who she calls Sparky, by the way.
Ryan says that they've got to go through the proper channels. Check with animal control. Look for posters, that type of thing. But she believes that the dog wasn't in good condition to begin with. And she says he's better off with us. It's a touchy and emotional subject. It is a panicking situation when you see an animal out there desperate and you feel a bit like you've saved it.
1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I don't believe that they should be able to keep the dog, maybe foster it, but legally and morally, they have to do everything they can to find the owner of the animal.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I love you guys, but I'm on the pet owner's side because it's really sweet of you that you saved the pet, but sometimes owners need help getting them back. Like, I'm a great pet owner, but my roommate let my cat out once and my neighbor tried to steal it.
Oh my gosh. I mean how do your neighbors steal
cat?
They just look over and they're like, wait a minute, what is Cynthia doing at your house?
No, literally, I had to go a little ape, but I got my cat back and I just hope someone would do... If I found a pet, I would try to look for the owner and then keep it if no one showed up.
Right. Yeah, there's something to be said. You have to go through the channels making sure that it doesn't belong to somebody. I can 100% see where you're coming from and from where the husband's coming from. It could be a pet that just got away and is lost. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the wife's side because there's so many abandoned animals out there. This little guy found someone who loves them. They love each other. Just keep the puppy. So we found another statistic of an animal looking for a good home. He found
it forever.
Keep him there.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ryan, our audience agreed with you. Carrie, people understood and appreciated your passion for wanting to help an animal. But you do have to go through the proper channels. What if there's a family out there that's been waiting for him and looking for him? You have to at least try.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I understand that that is so hard because I love this dog so much. But I understand I'm going to do it. It's just I might cry a lot first, but I'm going to do it.
Well, that's natural.
Right.
Talk to animal control, of course, too, when you go through these channels. If you find out, I mean, you might be able to foster the dog while they put up some sort of posting or photos to find out whether or not it actually belongs to somebody. But share with them your concerns, too, about the malnourishment and so forth, because that's part of their legal obligation, obviously, to monitor that stuff.
That's good to know. Thanks for reminding me of that.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Know your pop culture trivia, beat Raven, and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sarah, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, here we go. Raven's got 16 wins in a row. I want that all to end right now. I have completed and made up these 5 questions that I think can be the ones that take him down. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Duncan. You ready?
Sounds great.
Number one, Alex Trebek says he's now one of the 18% of people that survive a year with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. What is the name of the last question they asked during Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Number two, a new study found that it takes 3 days to recover from wearing bad shoes. In what country did Uggs originate?
Australia.
Number three, this weekend is daylight savings, and we're going to spring ahead and lose an hour. At exactly what hour do we officially change the clocks?
11 p.m.?
Number four, Taylor Swift donated $1 million to the disaster relief in Nashville. In her new video, The Man, what famous actor, former wrestler, voices the man?
The Rock.
And number five, the new Pixar movie Onward is out this weekend. Which one of the official founders of Pixar also was the co-founder of Apple?
Tim Cook.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
I was so excited about my questions.
All right, how'd she do?
She only got one right.
Oh! Thank you, Friday.
Number one.
All right, Sarah.
Alex Trebek says he's now one of the 18% of people that survived a year with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Mm. His speech was beautiful and moving.
I'm sure.
What is the name of the last question they asked during Jeopardy?
Final Jeopardy. You know I love Jeopardy.
Final Jeopardy
is correct.
I love
Alex Trebek.
Number two, a new study found that it takes 3 days to recover from wearing bad shoes. In what country did Uggs originate?
It's Australia.
Nope, it's the United States of America.
What?
It's a California thing. They were made for surfers. People always think it's Australia because it's Australian sheepskin that they use. That's not true. The founders are from right here in America. Yep. All
right. That feels like misappropriation, huh?
Number three.
California, this weekend, mind your business.
This weekend is daylight savings and we fall back and lose an hour. At exactly what hour do we officially change the clocks?
Wait. Don't we spring ahead?
Spring ahead. Yes, I'm sorry. Spring ahead.
Thank you.
Did I say fall?
Yes, you did.
All right,
okay,
but
so,
I meant spring ahead.
So, question again?
This weekend is daylight savings, and yep, we're going to spring ahead, and we're going to lose an hour.
Okay.
Exactly what hour do we officially change the clocks? What time?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. is correct. Number four, Taylor Swift donated $1 million to the disaster relief in Nashville. In her new video, The Man, what famous actor, former wrestler, voices the man?
Well, the intro king is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's right. I didn't think you'd know that one either. Number five, the new Pixar movie Onward is out this weekend. Which one of the official founders of Pixar also was the co-founder of Apple?
Steve Wozniak? Wozniak? I can't say it, but Steve W.
No, it was Steve Jobs.
Well, wrong Steve.
I'm sorry, Sarah. He beat you 3-1 today.
It's Sarah, and I can't beat Raven.
All right, hold on, though. We're going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Better luck next time.
Oh, I feel like you could have gotten taken down today.
17 in a row, Anna Zapp.
All right, make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions. I worked so hard on these questions.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.